कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामीति नामिने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरोभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च प्रतीतानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नमो महाबदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नन्ने गौरतिशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंत राधा कंत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मदेकबंधुमत्संगीन मद्गुरो मन्महाधना मन्निस्तारक मद्भाग्य मदानंद नमास्तुते असाधु साधुतादायीन अतिनीचचतारक हानमंच कदाचिन्मां प्रेम्णारित्कंठय स्फुरः ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So today we are reading from Canto 10, Chapter 10, Text Number 13. Asatah Srimadandhasya Daridryam Paramanjanam ಆತ್ಮೌಪಮ್ಯೇನ ಭೂತಾನಿ ದರಿದ್ರಃ ಪರಮಿಕ್ಷತೆ ಅಶತಃ ಶ್ರೀಮದಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ದಾರಿದ್ರ್ಯಂ ಪರಮಂಜನಂ. ಆತ್ಮೌಪಮ್ಯೇನ ಭೂತಾನಿ ದರಿದ್ರಃ ಪರಮಿಕ್ಷತೆ ಅಶತಃ ಶ್ರೀಮದಾಂಧಸ್ಯ ದಾರಿದ್ರ್ಯಂ ಪರಮಂಜನಂ. ಆತ್ಮೌಪಮ್ಯೇನ ಭೂತಾನಿ ದರಿದ್ರಃ ಪರಮಿಕ್ಷತೆ. ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ರಿಪೀಟ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಎಸ್ ಮಹಾರಾಜ್. ಅಸತಃ ಶ್ರೀಮದಂಧಸ್ಯ Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Asataha, of such a foolish rascal, Srimada Andhasya, who is blinded by temporarily possessing riches and opulence. ದಾರಿದ್ರ್ಯಂ ಪೋವರ್ಟಿ ಪರಂ ಅಂಜನಂ ದ ಬೆಸ್ಟ್ ಆಯಿಂಟ್ಮೆಂಟ್ ಫಾರ್ ದ ಐಸ್ ಬೈ ವಿಚ್ ಟು ಸೀ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಏಜ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆತ್ಮ ಔಪಮ್ಯೇನ. With comparison to himself, Bhutani, living beings, Daridraha, a poverty-stricken man, Param, perfectly, Ikshate, can see things as they are. Translation: atheistic, foolish, atheistic fools and rascals who are very much proud of wealth fail to see things as they are. Therefore, returning them to poverty is the proper ointment for their eyes to so they may see things as they are. At least a poverty-stricken man can realize how painful poverty is, and therefore he will not want others to be in a painful condition like his own. Purport: even today, if a man who was formerly poverty stricken gets money, he is inclined to utilize his money to perform many philanthropic activities like opening schools for uneducated men and hospitals for the diseased. In this connection, there is an instructive story called Punar Mushiko Bhava, Again Become a Mouse. A mouse was very much harassed by a cat, and therefore the mouse approached a saintly person to request to become a cat. Then the mouse became a cat. He was harassed by a dog. When he became a dog, he was harassed by a tiger. But when he became a tiger, he stared at the saintly person. And when the saintly person asked him, "What do you want?" the tiger said, "I want to eat you." Then the saintly person cursed him, saying, "May you again become a mouse." A similar thing is going on all over the universe. One is going up and down, sometimes becoming a mouse, sometimes a tiger, and so on. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Brahmanda bhamite kono bhagyavan jeev, Guru Krishna prasade paye bhakti lata bij. The living entities are promoted and degraded by the laws of nature. But if one is very, very fortunate by association with saintly persons, he gets the seat of devotional service and his life becomes successful. Narada Muni wanted to bring Nalakuvar and Manigriva to the platform of devotional service through poverty, and thus he cursed them. Such is the mercy of a Vaishnava. Unless one is brought to the Vaishnava platform, one cannot be a good man. Harava bhaktasya kuto mahat gunaha. As an avaishnava never becomes a good man, however severely he is punished. So this is a very, very important section, especially for us being the Vaishnava, because we can draw a lot of lessons for ourselves from this episode, because this is a very, very instructive story, so we need to understand the lesson that Vaishnava can derive from this. First of all, if we see the discussion that have been going on for past few days in this connection, what Narada Muni is doing here? Narada Muni is actually discussing the fault of being proud of having riches. What are the faults one may go through, or what are the faults one imbibes when one unnecessarily becomes proud of wealth? Having said that, as a true Vaishnava who wishes good for others, Narada Muni today he is giving the medicine. First of all, he identified the disease. Now he has to prescribe the medicine. So how the disease can be cured? So we were discussing that Narada Muni was heavily criticizing Sri Mada, where Narada Muni told
look, even the Sri Aishwarya Suta beauty, wealth, high birth, and good education, these are the root cause of the pride. But especially, he is pointing that somebody who is proud of wealth is the most degraded situation. Why? He is saying, even if somebody may be very much educated, or somebody who is born in a very high-class family, very cultured family, and if he is deprived of wealth, then he cannot show his pride of being educated man or being born in a high-class family. That means the wealth adds to the pride of being a wealthy man or being an educated person, being a beautiful man, or taking birth in a very high-class family. So, these people, they behave very roughly with others. We have seen all those things. Now, the question can be asked, what actually Narad Muni is saying? Narad Muni is not trying to find fault with Nala Kuvar and Manigrev. He is trying to give us the way how dangerous it is to become proud of possessing wealth. There is a common saying in English, people say, had this sin, not this sinner. It sounds like it's a very common proverb and people use it quite often. But actually the inner meaning of this proverb is lying with Vaishnava principles. Vaishnavas, they understand this principle very well and they try to abide by it. This is the evidence of Narad Muni which is proving that principle. You see, from the behavior of Narada, when he saw these two boys, he did not actually find fault with them. He was not criticizing them at all. This is a very important point to take a note on. Of course, for the management also, those who are doing management, when they find somebody is making some mistake, then immediately you try to get on his case and you try to kind of say why he is doing this, why it is not right, that is correct, this is not correct. You see how intricate the Vaishnava principle is. What happens? Somebody may ask this question, okay, somebody is committing some mistake, is not following dharma, the religious principles, even sometimes we can say. So, when somebody is acting irreligiously, what's wrong with identifying such a person? In fact, someone may quote from Shastra saying that jat adharma krita somebody may say that when you identify one who is involved with irreligious act, you are helping him. And also Shastra says that you are becoming a dharmic person because you are trying to establish dharma. Somebody who is acting irreligiously and another person is trying to identify, hey, he is not performing these duties properly, he is acting irreligiously, he is protecting the society by hinting the fault in such a person. Apparently speaking, this is a good work he is doing. Okay. Yes, Shastra also says that if you identify that person, then actually you accept religious principles, you become a dharmic person. Even some other place it is said, somebody who identifies the mistake means one who is performing religious acts, anyone who identifies that, by default, he is going to get the half of his religious result. So that's why some people try to avoid it. Some others say, well, this is for good of the human society, to rectify him, it must be done. Just like in a debate, and these are all coming from Shastra. Like, asat kritam adharmam tu badan dharmam avapnuyat. Asat kritam adharmam tu. One who is engaged in religious activities, if you identify him, then you become dharmic. Or ardham avapnuyat. If you identify, then you'll get half. So these are all statements of Shastra, which leads to a confusion in people to identify what we should do. Now, in Shastra, there are some subsidiary religious principles and there are more co-religious principles. So these are all subsidiary religious principles that can be followed by some people. But in case of Vaishnavas, they try to follow the core principle. Like in Bhagavatam, it is said, when this Dharma was speaking to the king, he says, Jat adharma kritasthanam suchakasyapi tad bhaved. The destination intended for the perpetrator of irreligious act is also intended for one who identifies the perpetrator. Jat adharma kritasthanam suchakasyapi tad. If you identify, that is the destination for you. Some, even devotees, they are confused. They say, oh, why it is like that? Why Bhagavatam is saying, one who is identifying, he will get the result. One who is committing sinful act, definitely he is going to go to the hellish life. And one who is identifying such a person, hellish life is also intended for him. It looks like it's a very kind of, you know, heavy statement. But we need to understand here what is happening. What is dharma that has been defined? A dharmic person, a true Vaishnava, will never do that. That is the highest principle. Even though subsidiary principle says you need to rectify, you need to become a dharmic, these are all subsidiary religious principles. For example, Madhvacharya, he quotes, Jadi adharma krita sadhvi nasa bachya kathanchana. Sadhvi, a wise man. Here wise man means a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava, in spite of seeing the fault in others, does not open his mouth. He does not speak. That is Vaishnava principles. That's why we have seen in our organization many different types of devotees, they act differently actually. I have seen many senior Vaishnavas in our society, they keep quiet. Some people say, oh, as if he does not know. Hey, he knows everything. But he is protecting himself, he knows. Jat adharma kritasthanam suchakasya pitad bhaved. This principle is very much understood by this devotee. Then one may ask, what happens? Then how are we going to rectify the situation? Okay, now I will ask the question. Do you think because you are pointing out the mistake committed by Mr. X, Mr. X is going to be rectified just by you identifying the mistake? If you analyze this correctly, you will see somebody who is not in a position to rectify, number one, or somebody who does not have the qualification to rectify, if he is just simply identifying, it will lead to, the situation will lead to quarrel, misunderstanding, so many things. This is what is happening. See, in case of Narad Muni, when Narad Muni found they have committed some mistake, he did not directly identify, oh, they are the one who is doing this, and all this should be chastised. What did he do? He immediately could see, oh, how I can help them. For example, Prabhupada is making a very beautiful point in this purport. Prabhupada is saying, Narad Muni wanted to bring Nalakubar, Manigrivar to the platform of devotional service through poverty. And thus he cursed them. Such is the mercy of a Vaishnava. When Narad Muni saw the mistake in these two sons of Kubera, he wanted to bring them to the platform of devotional service. See how he is doing it. Because Narad Muni is a qualified Vaishnava, he has the power to curse and rectify them. That's why he is doing it. But in case of our regular life, we can see that some Vaishnavas who are in very high stage of consciousness, they don't even want to chastise anyone, because that is their true Vaishnava quality. Adarsha darsi. They don't find fault with anyone. That's a very high level of Vaishnava quality. So Narad Muni didn't see that, and because he had the power, that's why he cursed them to become poverty-stricken, to become bereft of the wealth. He didn't just curse them to become bereft of the wealth, rather he cursed them to become deprived of their wealth and simultaneously get the opportunity of coming to the platform of devotional service. See how a Vaishnava is trying to rectify other. It's a very instructive kind of story for us. So Narad Muni, he could see that by making them being born as twin Arjuna tree on the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj, where Krishna is going to perform his childhood pastime, that is how I am going to place them back in their swarupa, jivir swarupa Krishna Nitya Das. That is Vaishnava. That is the correct way of rectifying others. That's why Narad Muni did not just find fault with them. We being Vaishnavas also need to be very, very careful how we should project ourselves in the Vaishnava community, so that there is a hope that devotees will be properly situated in their service to the Lord. There will be a change in their behavior. If I am not qualified to place them in their condition, then I should rather refrain from doing that. Why? If I am attempting to identify just the mistake, then that will lead to quarrel, misunderstanding and many other things. That is why we have to assess our situation very vigilantly. So here Narad Muni, he caused them to become poor. Why? Because he wants, this is the medicine. Asataha srimadandhasya daridryam paramanjanam. Asataha. Those who have not conquered the senses, even the antakaranaha. What happens? Srimadandhasya, they become proud of their riches. Then, how they can become free from their blindness? Daridryam paramanjanam. Here, Very interesting point. Sriya avhavo jenaiva bhavati tadeva anjanam bhavati. If somebody just being deprived of the wealth, that poverty condition acts like an ointment for the eyes, which will give him the knowledge to see things in proper perspective. Daridram paramanjanam. Poverty stricken condition can give somebody eyes to see things from proper perspective. If we ask this question, let us see the reality, real life experience. There are so many people who are poor. Do they have the eyes to see things from proper perspective? No. Then, Daridram Paramanjanam Bhagavatam says. That means there is something wrong in Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam cannot be wrong. That means my understanding has to reach the understanding of Srimad Bhagavatam. Daridram Paramanjanam. Here, somebody who has riches, because of being rich man, he has lost his true vision to see other living entities with proper perspective. He is andha, he is blind man. In what condition such a person will lose his wealth, and that will act as an ointment to give him proper eyesight to treat others in proper perspective. That have been defined in Srimad Bhagavatam. Jasyaham anugrannami harishyetad dhanam sanai. See, somebody may become poor because of two conditions. One condition is, he is very much degraded because of committing sin. He's got a lot of bad things in him. He has committed a lot of sinful activities, papa karma, as a result of which that may cause him to lose his wealth, material position, and he will become poor. If he is going to become poor in that way, like, for example, you see, now if you consider the current world situation, there are so many big, big businessmen. Now they are losing their money, actually. And everybody is worried now. There's a lot of concern going on all around. In some cases, some media people are spreading the message. Sometimes somebody who is very close to the near and dear one, they are sharing. A lot of kind of, you know, discussion is happening. People are losing their wealth. What is happening? Their anxiety, material anxiety is increasing, but they are not able to see things from proper perspective. So this proves that if somebody, because of his bad karma, if he becomes poor, he becomes deprived of his material opulences, that is not going to act as an ointment to give him proper perspective. On the other hand, as Bhagavatam says, jasyaham anugrinhami harishyetad dhanam sanahi. One who is favored by the personality of Godhead, he will be deprived of his material position. That kind of poverty-stricken condition will act as an ointment to see things from proper perspective. This is Bhagavatam Siddhanta. Not everybody. That's why, see, Prabhupada is speaking about accepting spiritual master. Brahmanda Bhamite Kuna Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhaktilatavi. How many people in the world today are desirous to approach a bona fide spiritual master? It's a very pathetic situation. Many people are not able to understand the severity of the situation which is currently prominent in the society because of this coronavirus. If they approach a bona fide guru, ajnanati mirandhasya jnananjana salakaya. Guru will give them that ointment by which they can smear in which they can smear in their eyes, and they can see things from proper perspective. And that will save the world. Nobody is talking about it. Everybody is talking so many things to adjust material situation. How we can improve our material situations? Everybody is busy in doing that. That's why, to give some light to the current situation, our Krishna consciousness movement can really become the savior of the whole world. Because we need to educate people in the science of Krishna consciousness. Make them Vaishnava. People are talking about, oh, these people in that particular country who are eating non-veg, that's how it is becoming like this. Okay, let us become vegetarian. Give up eating non-veg. Oh, this is the solution. Just by becoming vegetarian, you can solve the problem. This is not the solution. People do not, because they are concocting, they are hallucinating. Conclusion has to come from Shastra. So here, Daridram Paramanjanam, what kind of Daridrata is acting as an Anjana? That Harishya Taddhanam Sanai. One who is favored by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, because of the mercy of the Lord, he is losing his wealth, then he will have dura drishti, he will have the wise vision to see this is what is the mercy of the Supreme Lord, and he will try to treat others with proper perspective. What will happen? It's saying, atmopamena bhutani. At that time. Means, he will never try to inflict pain to any living entity. Bhutani. It's not saying manusyani. Some people are concerned about, I am human being, I cannot harm the other human being. See, Bhagavatam is saying, atmopamena bhutani. In general, he's talking about all living being. It's not saying manusyani. Unfortunately, in human society, some people try not to harm another human being. They feel, oh, we are human, how can you become, and how can you act in an inhuman way to another human being? People don't understand this, that it's a bhutani. Why are you killing so many animals today? Maybe today a little less, before, why were you engaged in killing so many animals? If you are killing, then you think there is no consequences for you. And Narad Muni saw the, TV show to the, what is that? Karmakandi, that king was performing, slaughtering so many animals. Prachinavarish, right? So he said, look, you have been killing so many animals, now you see, they all are waiting. And by the will of Narad Muni, he was able to clearly visualize that they are waiting for him. So many animals are being slaughtered in the whole world. How can there be no consequences? People don't understand these things. Atmopamena bhutani. How can they see other living entities with their own suffering? If somebody is killing me, somebody is beating me, somebody using harsh words to me, I am suffering, then he will also suffer if I treat him in that way. If my hand gets cut, I feel pain. I am cutting somebody's throat. He is not feeling pain. What is this? Atmopamena bhutani. So at that time, when he is becoming favored by the Supreme Lord, then he will have the eyes to see the true equality of all beings. Bhagavad Gita says, atmopamena sarvatra samam pasyati jo Arjuna. Arjuna, a perfect yogi who by comparison to his own self sees the true equality in all beings. Who is that perfect yogi? He is a Krishna conscious person. He is a devotee, bhakta. Sukham vada vivadukham so yogi paramamata. Equal vision. What is that? In both their happiness and distress. He identifies himself with their happiness and he identifies himself with their distress. If you take example of Prabhupada, Atmopamena Bhutani. Prabhupada, when he came to US and he was seeing how these people in US were suffering. Not only in US, I would say, Prabhupada could see the suffering of the whole world. He could see the suffering of the whole world. But in particular, if you take the kind of particular situation in that place where he was residing in Bauri, he was really very compassionate and he wanted to help them. That is perfect Vaishnava. Not that they were not getting food, just go and give some food. Prabhupada was not doing that. No, he was trying to simultaneously giving them some prasadam, at the same time Krishna conscious philosophy, making them understand the philosophy, engaging them in Krishna service. He was taking like a full operation, not part operation. Atma upamena sarvatra. So, a Vaishnava can become a true philanthropist in that way, we know this. Because he is able to do everything from Krishna conscious perspective. And that's why Krishna says, na chatasman manusyesu kaschin me priyakrittama. There is no servant in this world more dear to me than he who is distributing the message of Godhead. That guru can do, that can act the parama anjana in that way. So as we said, that just mere poverty condition is not going to help one get the proper consciousness. Very interesting thing we can see here also. Sometimes people lose their eyesight. They have eyesight, but they lose their eyesight. There's a disease. Kacha Kamala, kind of disease of the eyes. I don't know what is that in medical term. It's in Sanskrit called Kacha Kamala. If somebody is having that eyesight disease, then by putting the ointment, he can become cured of the sickness. But if somebody is blind since birth, this kind of ointment is not going to help him. So whole world is blinded by this material way of living. They have lost their eyesight for Krishna. If they continue to remain, hover in this material plane, that can be taken as a continuous blindness. If somebody is not willing to come near a bona fide Vaishnava, he will not become cured of his blindness. How much ointment they may put in terms of rectifying their material situation. People are thinking, this is the ointment, we can improve, we can safeguard ourselves by applying all these material principles. That will never help them to become cured of their sickness. So they have to come near a Vaishnava. As Prabhupada is quoting this, Brahmanda Bhamite Kuna Bhagyavanjiv. The living entities are promoted and degraded by the laws of nature. But if one is very, very fortunate by association with saintly person, he gets the seed of devotional service and his life becomes successful. So, whole world is in great need today to come across the bona fide Vaishnavas to rectify the situation. Our devotees are there all over the world. Everybody is trying to hold classes in different places. Among their different congregations, they are preaching. I hope Mahaprabhu will be merciful to all the devotees who are attempting to spread this message in this hour of need. Let Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Mekam Purusha Purana. That Vairagya Vidya principle he wanted to teach everyone. So we would like to pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Let this Supreme Lord become manifest in the tongue of all these devotees, great souls all over the world who have taken shelter of Srila Prabhupada's philosophy and trying to enlighten others in the science of Krishna consciousness. Let Chaitanya Mahaprabhu become manifest in their tongue and let him enlighten all these conditioned souls today. We cannot do anything actually. What is that? Krishna Shakti, Tar Shakti Bina Nahi, Nahi Pravartan. Without being favored by the mercy of the Supreme Lord, we cannot make anyone devotee, we cannot bring transformation in anyone. So, people are actually suffering today because of so many things. The only remedy is this Krishna consciousness. And we as a devotee, we also need to become a little bit more austere. We need to understand how we should place ourselves in Vaishnava society. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying, singing, he is saying, Man, tumi sannyasi sajite keno chao, baire re saj jato antarete phaki tato, dambha puji sharir na chao. My dear mind, why do you want to become a sannyasi? Baire re saj jato. You are externally decorating yourself like a sannyasi. To that degree, you are deceiving yourself from within. Antarate phaki tato. Why? Dambha puji sarir nacha. You are just simply worshipping yourself, pride. And you are making a show of your material body. That's it. That means, we have this body. Different devotees are in a two different degree. They are free from these bodily identifications. But for the sake of understanding, we are discussing that dambha puji sharir na chao. We should not try to worship our pride and not just make a show of our material body. What important person I am, what I am doing. Everybody is doing something for Krishna, for Prabhupada. So let us come together and pray for the protection of the whole world by helping them to take shelter of these Krishna conscious principles. Thank you all very much. Yes, Maharaj.
A question. We see when Narada Muni preached to Magrari, the hunter, he took him to sit and chant the holy name.
Yeah. Yeah.
But now for Vera and Hani Griva, he gave them really heavy punishment, put them in the body of trees for a long time.
Yes.
So it seems like, different strokes.
Yes.
Different
folks, yes. Yeah.
So how did he reject? The gravity is also very sinful.
Yeah. That's a very good question, Maharaj. I was reading in this connection, then I found something. They're saying, look, a pure devotee of the Lord, he holds the right to choose the way how he can rectify someone. You cannot dictate this. You chastise him in that way and you rectified him. Why did you give him severe punishment like that? No, that is the prerogative of that Vaishnava. Because he holds that position and he knows how he is going to benefit who. So, if you ask me that, I would say then Narada Muni is the best person to ask this question to. That look, why did you do that to him? Why not to him? Because Acharya say, the Vaishnava sometimes they would chastise someone, they would scold someone. They sometimes maybe they can beat someone, Some Vaishnava, they may beat someone also. But you cannot judge. Vaishnavera kriya mudra vijnana bujhay. The activities of Vaishnava, even unknown to a wise person, just by applying some logic, you cannot understand what they are trying to do. So this is, I would say, the kind of, you know, Vaishnavera kriya mudra vijnana bujhay. Narad Muni ja Vaishnava, how he is trying to bring them to their consciousness of being a devotee of the Lord, that is up to him. The principle is here that not that he severely chastised someone and for other person who was also more severely sinful, he did not chastise him in that degree. The point is, by whichever way he guided them, he chastised them, he brought them to devotional service. So, as a pure devotee of the Lord, how they are going to deal with others in different situations, that is completely up to them. I cannot comment anything. But I could say they were ultimately brought to the devotional service. Yes, Pangdhanish Prabhu. Yes. That's a kind of, you know, Vaishnava kriya mudra vijnana bujhay. A Vaishnava, how he is going to become merciful to the other living entities, that is very hard to say. Like if we say, we have our spiritual master, if we ask ourselves, now my guru has got so many disciples, for example, let's say one spiritual master has got 100 disciples. Is it so that all 100 disciples are equally receiving the mercy of the Guru? No. Sometimes a little thing may, you know, make the spiritual master so happy, he's so pleased, and he's giving so much mercy. Sometimes some devotees, they are not so, okay, they are getting less mercy. Even, you can see, in the common world also, one guru having so many disciples, they don't receive equal mercy from the same guru. Anyway, this is a pure connection between Krishna and the Vaishnava, how he is trying to act through those Vaishnavas to give special mercy to whoever, in whichever condition. That is, I would say, in my understanding, it is unestimable. I cannot estimate that. But one thing we could say that Bhagavatam says, na deva guru dvija prajna pujanam saucha marjavam brahmacharyam ahimsancha. If we want to become a true recipient, then we should become like that. Deva dvija guru prajna pujanam. We should be always ready to, I would say, in this context we should discuss like that. How we can get some mercy from our senior Vaishnavas, that we try to always worship Supreme Lord, Brahmanas, Guru Maharaj, senior Vaishnavas, and be simple. Simplicity is Vaishnavism. And then what will happen? We can get higher degree of benediction, blessings, from the senior Vaishnavas. And we are here beggars. We are trying to improve our situation in Krishna consciousness. So we should learn from all these episodes how we can place ourselves in correct situation so that the mercy of the Vaishnavas will flow on us and we will progress in our Krishna consciousness. That is what, for me, I would say, I take it for myself like that. Yes, Jalangi Mataji.
All my questions. First question from Rajendra Das. He said, therefore, Padmanabha was class. And in this purport, it is mentioned, unless you become a Vaishnava, otherwise you are not a good man. If we are preaching, we talk like this, we would make all the others become very angry with us. So some people may say that they are still
You see, definitely there are so many people in the world who are not following Krishna consciousness. From this Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, one who preaches to my devotee, they are the most dear. It seems like we cannot preach to others, those who are not devotee. No, it is not like that. A Vaishnava is even more compassionate than the Supreme Lord. A Vaishnava agrees to take more risk on behalf of the Lord because he identifies himself as a true servant of the Lord. When a true Vaishnava, he identifies himself as a true servant of the Supreme Lord, when he is exposed to an environment there is only non-devotee, he may sometimes get a very, very severe backfire in terms of chastisement, people becoming upset with him, treating him very badly, what not, because he has recognized his position as a servant. He will never get disturbed or distracted in that situation. That's why the first quality is you become a Vaishnava. Then you try to extend yourself. The problem is we fail to recognize who I am, what is my status in Krishna consciousness. Without analyzing my position, if I am trying to extend myself too much, there is a danger for me. So if you are in that category, you try to assess your situation and try to bring yourself to others, and how much you can do good to others, that you must see it by clearly analyzing your spiritual position. What a good sadhaka are you? When you come across some adverse situation, how do you deal with it? When you see somebody treating you in a very bad way, are you able to find some reference from Shastra to console yourself that this is what you deserve? Or you are just simply trying to concoct in your mind, he is giving one argument, you are giving another argument, he is giving another argument, you are giving another argument, because you feel, I am a Vaishnava, I know Shastra. No, you are hallucinating in your mind. You are not referring to Shastra. That kind of preaching will end up in more disastrous condition. So that's why he has seen the correct point from the point. Prabhupada is saying, Vaishnava, first become a Vaishnava. Whole world problem will be solved. Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane. One Vaishnava holds the potency to deliver the whole universe. One Brahmanda. This is Brahmanda tarite shakti dhare jane jane. So, we have to understand this Vaishnava principle correctly. And of course, achar, you have to follow, you have to practice, then prachar, then preach. Then it will become, and of course, our movement is preaching movement, and we have to preach, everybody should preach. Prabhupada used to say one thing, you preach according to your realization, what you have understood, what you have heard from your guru, you preach. What you have understood. Not that what you have not understood, what you have not analyzed, you just going and doing everything. That creates chaotic condition. Very simple. This is partly correct. Yes, these are products of material nature. He has his karma, whatever he is saying, partly correct. But a Vaishnava, he is not actually thinking like that. They are part of product of material nature, and that's how he is not trying to kind of, you know, find faults with them. First of all, by you accusing him for fault, what benefit are you getting? By identifying him, you are demotivating him, first of all. A Vaishnava's desire is to see that this person in this situation, how I can help him to become a better devotee of the Lord. How I can engage him in the service of the Lord. That is what a Vaishnava's duty is. Na buddhi bhedam janayat ajnanam karma sanginam josyet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samachara. One who is engaged in preaching bhakti, what he will do? He will engage others in all sorts of activities. At the same time, he will dovetail his activities in Krishna consciousness. Means he is trying to make him devotee. Not that our as a Vaishnava, our business is to see fault in others or don't see fault in others. As a Vaishnava, he always tries to help others to become a devotee. That is the core principle. He is not affected at all. When he is affected, then he will try to analyze, oh, this is a product of material nature, this is a product of his papa karma, this is a product of his punya karma. No, it's always going to be there. It is always going to be there. The point is, a Vaishnava, he knows, I know, but other people don't know, but I don't say it. I rather try to engage him in devotional service. That's how the Vaishnava's mood is. We don't try to analytically see what are the consequences, what has happened, what has resulted in him to come to this stage of his life. We don't try to make so much of analytical study. I mean to say, those who are senior Vaishnava. That's why you see, I said, there are subsidiary religious principles and there are core religious principles Vaishnavas actually follow. That's why here also in Mayapur we have, for example, one Brahminical council. Here Brahminical council means those Vaishnavas who are very, very highly elevated, they are in top class position. They're not meant to be involved in subsidiary religious principles. Sometimes subsidiary religious principles can be adopted to rectify a situation for a temporary cause. But how the situation can be improved, that can be seen from the top, from the Brahminical council, Vaishnava council. Because a king may say, if you are not going to analyze the mistake of the subject, if you don't punish them, everybody is going to turn out to become rogue and thieves. How are you going to manage the general citizen of the country? Yes, from the king's perspective, that is correct, but don't stop there. If you are stopping there, then what is way forward for such kind of confused living entity? That's why on top, there is guru. In our society, we have Brahminical council. So they will have to, then they should be consulted. That, okay, in this situation, this devotee acting like this, this has happened, so we are, then after that you hand over the case to them and they will guide them to pull them out of the situation and establish them in devotional service. That is Vaishnava way of management. Analyzing things is one thing, but what is the end result, what is the goal you are looking forward to by analyzing this? That has to be seen very carefully. Yes, you analyze, you take some steps, that is first thing. The second thing is, how is it helping him to become a devotee of the Lord? How your analysis has helped him to become established in Krishna consciousness? Oh, that is Vaishnava understanding, that is Vaishnava way of analysis. You see, his name is Kesava. Keshav. Hare Krishna Keshav Prem Prabhu, I don't have much connection with you, but I don't want to go in detail. Definitely this is a very question you are asking, but in general I can say you something. See, we need to understand what is your position. For example, now you say your position is you are a teacher and you are a father. As a father, first of all, you become a proper Vaishnava. Earn the proper Vaishnava qualities by following Vaishnava principles. And then you try to guide your child in a way how he can become a better devotee. Here not saying that you totally remain blindfold to the mistake committed by your child. No. Sometimes if you are just simply trying to point out the mistake, the child may become very much averse to you and he will turn out to you like a very aggressive person in future. It's not going to help just by identifying the mistake. It's like, you know, common understanding. But you should be a compassionate Vaishnava father. How you can become a compassionate Vaishnava father if you have not understood the conclusion of Vaishnava Siddhantas properly? That means if you have not become a Vaishnava. So first of all, you have to follow the rules and regulations correctly, become a perfect Vaishnava, earn the Vaishnava qualities. Second thing, you try to understand Shastra. In a particular situation when you are trying to take a decision, if you are confused, consult with your spiritual guide, your guru, Shiksha Guru, Diksha Guru, your counselor, whoever is there, you know, who knows Shastra. Get some understanding from them and try to analyze the situation from Vaishnava perspective and find a solution for it. Again, one caution in this connection. When you are trying to apply this Vaishnava principle, sometimes it may become very, very tough for you to digest certain things. That you must take it for yourself. Certain things you do, you are applying Vaishnava principle to a conditioned soul who is very much averse to the Krishna conscious principles, and you are trying to help him, he is going to react. Some heavy things going to appear before you. You should be ready to take it. You should understand that also. Not that he is my son. Who is your son, my dear sir? This time he is born as your son. How many times he is born? Whose son? What he has been doing? What is the severity of his sinful activity? You do not know. When you are trying to place him back, he will revolt. Are you ready to take that revolt? Be ready. That means it takes a lot of preparation in your consciousness. A lot of preparations to ground yourself in the Vaishnava practice. That is what will give you Shakti, the energy. And in a peaceful way, you will try to deal with the situation. Okay, as a teacher has the right to chastise the student. But as a teacher, I don't know who your students are. They are devotee or non-devotee, I do not know. You hold some right as a teacher to rectify the mistakes. Do it with an understanding where they should not go astray. Or don't misguide them, don't chastise them in such a way that they will become totally averse to Krishna consciousness. Because people will know you are a Vaishnava, you are a devotee. When you are chastising students, they will always try to see, oh, he is a Vaishnava, or he is a devotee, why he is behaving like this to us? This is like, you know, we can say, achar, common human behavior. Sometimes we need to, you know, keep it in mind. Like, for example, I can give you an example. Somebody, you are walking on the street, somebody is being drowned in water. From Vaishnava understanding, oh, like, you know, there is no death to the soul, you should not go and, you know, help them. Anyway, he is suffering from his karma. Yeah, all these understandings are there. But when common people standing there, they see you being a Vaishnava, you are not trying to help the situation, in the situation, they will try to find fault with you. So, it is called loko vichar. You, as a teacher, cannot totally ignore common human practice, behavior. That's called loko vichar. So, as a teacher, while making some decisions, you have to blend the understanding of loko vichar and shastra, the conclusion of shastra. Then take a decision. That will, I think, help your student, and that will place you in a good forum in your community. Thank you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, Samabeta Bhaktavinda ki, Nitai Gaura Premanande, Hare Hare Bol.